you ever have any place where you might just keep old furniture and
smoke pass?
In the smoke house. I've got one out back, and it's got part of everybody's bunch in the family out there. You name somebody in the family, and they can go out there and they can find a piece of that fungi or something that lays out there. They told me it's a catch-all.
Yeah.
Catches everything that the rest of the family don't want.
Yeah, you just hate to get rid of some of it.
Yeah, yeah.
Do you have any word for all that kind of stuff? Just kind of junk or?
Some of it, you know, was priceless. Some of it you wouldn't take anything for. Some of it's antiques.
Yeah.
And some of it is just junk.
Yeah.
To me, some of it's not worth saving, but there's a lot of things there. A lot of memories in it.
That's it. What about the where you would cook? Was that separate off from the rest of the house, or ever had any houses around here?
Well, my mother and dad's wasn't separate from the rest of the house, but you know, my grandparents were. So I had that picture, you could see it. My old home place was right where Hess's is down the road here.
Uh-huh.
Set up on top of the hill up there. It was my daddy's parents' home place. They had, it was like a little, the kitchen was all together. There's a little breezeway between the house and the kitchen, you know.
Uh-huh.
The kitchen and the dining area, and then the bedrooms and the hall and all was over on the other side.
Oh, okay.
But they had a little breezeway, like, you know, from the kitchen to the rest of the house. So, I mean, you know, a lot of the houses, they have been built like that. So, it was a separate part. I have this friend that, well, she's got plenty of money, but she's got a house of how they used to be a long time ago, and she's got a kitchen built away from the house. Well, it's not completely away. There's a breezeway, a little hallway, like, from the kitchen. Everything in that section is how it used to be, and then she has a ground level up here, and it's all modern. Beautiful, though. She's got the old-timey wood cook stove with the eyes that you have to lift up, you know, and put your coal, or I mean, your wood or whatever. The stove has a reservoir on the side where they heated the water, you know. It's pretty, as pretty as it can be.
I had somebody show me one of those. He had one showing it to me the other day. What about, do you remember him ever cooking in the fireplace?
And I remember Grandma Nana cooking lots in the fireplace.
What'd she cook with?
She had a big old iron pot, black iron pot, that sit in the fireplace. And especially if she was going to have stews, you know. And back then they cooked possums. I never eat any. But they would kill a possum, you know, and put it up and sort of cure it out and get all this wow out of him, you know. And then they'd dress him and soak him, and then she'd cook him in that iron pot, and then she'd take him out and cook him in the oven, put baked sweet potatoes and put her in. I never could eat any of it. Grandma, that's not for me. No way. But then she had a lot of, she did a lot of chicken stews. She cooked a lot of pork in the pot, made a lot of vegetable soups in the pot, too.
They ever have smaller?
And then she had a old black kettle that she had. It was iron black kettle, and she'd hung it across a thing of those dog irons. She had a little, I don't know what you call that old thing that she set across there.